This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 22nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. BS, Cal OSHA board blasts Newsom administration. CAFB drone bill gains broad support, and DOL gets flat budget. They hung us out to dry. Cal OSHA board fires back at Newsom administration. The Cal OSHA standards board was set to approve an indoor heat illness rule on Thursday, but the Department of Finance on Wednesday evening pulled the proposal. It cited additional economic impacts to the public sector that needed further analysis. The board, dominated by members from labor interests, was incensed by the Newsom administration's decision. Board Chair Dave Thomas called it just BS. Labor protesters briefly shut down the hearing, and Thomas shouted at them to, quote, shut up, you stop this blank right now, and he adjourned the hearing. He then reopened the hearing and chastised DOF, sharing details of a phone call he had with administration officials the night before. He said the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation was behind the decision, opposing it over compliance costs. Despite the administration's rejection, the board proceeded to vote on it and vowed to hold an emergency hearing at the end of the month if it needed to vote again to meet a regulatory deadline. Labor groups shared the frustration. Lorena Gonzalez, who leads the powerful California Labor Federation, called the DOF move outrageous and shameful. Keep in mind, DOF is under pressure to immediately cut spending across agencies as the governor and legislature finalize emergency budget actions. Governor Newsom has already taken heat from influential environmental groups for not proposing any funding for implementing major climate legislation he signed last year. The reaction? Well, in a statement to AgriPulse, Michael Miller of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers called the chaotic meeting concerning. He said the board thumbed its nose at complying with laws on administrative procedures and open meetings. Miller added that the 7-year delay on the regulation was bureaucratic nonsense. He reasoned that the board could have passed an indoor heat regulation years ago if it focused on the most exposed workers. Instead, it took a broad approach, drafting a regulation that included vineyard employees already covered by the outdoor heat illness standard. Brian Little of the California Farm Bureau, not surprised about the pushback over fiscal concerns. He had been pressing the board for months to clarify how the regulation could apply to 3-sided packing sheds in air-conditioned trucks. Farm Bureau bills clear first vote with broad support. California Farm Bureau is sponsoring a measure to make aerial drones used in agriculture eligible for clean air grants through the Air Resources Board. AB 1969 sailed through its first committee vote this week. No opposition to the measure. According to the author, Assemblymember Greg Hart of Santa Barbara, adding drones to the list of ag equipment would help farmers, quote, access innovative tools that contribute to cleaner air and align with the state's climate objectives to reduce emissions. CAFB is also sponsoring a measure to track the health and economic impacts of wildfire smoke on the state's population. Farm Bureau is arguing that the true cost of massive fires is unknown, and the state needs more data to understand the connection between smoke and particular health outcomes. The Nature Conservancy and rural county representatives of California support the bill. SB 945 also cleared its first committee with broad support. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Congress reaches funding deadline. The House is expected to vote this morning on the final six-bill funding package for fiscal 24. The package, which needs to pass before this weekend to avoid a partial government shutdown, includes funding for the Labor Department as well as the Departments of Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and Defense. Democrats say they were able to largely protect the Labor Department from significant cuts. The $13.7 billion provided for DOL is only a slight reduction from FY23 after adjusting for the bill's community project funding. That's $4.5 billion above the funding level proposed by House Republicans, according to a Democratic survey. Why it matters? Well, DOL administers the H-2A visa program, regulates worker safety, and enforces wage and hour regulations. Vilsack accused of risking U.S. security with HPAI research. China and its relation to U.S. agriculture emerged as an issue again yesterday as Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack returned to Capitol Hill. Members of the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee peppered Vilsack with questions about the department's tracking of foreign purchases of U.S. farmland. And Virginia GOP Congressman Ben Klein ripped into Vilsack over USDA's avian flu research, which includes some cooperation with the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Vilsack insisted that the USDA's work on highly pathogenic avian influenza is being carried out separately from what the Chinese are doing, but he also defended the cooperation, saying, quote, "We have to figure out how to solve it, how to stop it." Klein rejected Vilsack's argument that there were clear walls between what USDA is doing and the Chinese research. "You're doing a disservice to our national security and our country," Klein said. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa raised similar concerns about the Chinese connection in a letter last month to Secretary Vilsack. Now take note, Vilsack also came under fire from Republicans for his use of the Commodity Credit Corporation. Subcommittee Chairman Andy Harris of Maryland accused him of running the CCC as a slush fund, citing Vilsack's offer to use the CCC to supplement farm bill funding. Meanwhile, a California congressman complained that Vilsack could not use the CCC to provide disaster relief to some farmers. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Now, by the way, congressional Republicans haven't taken Vilsack up on his offer to use the CCC to address a funding shortfall for the Farm Bill commodity title. In an interview with this week's AgriPulse newsmakers, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson indicates he's still trying to get an agreement with Democrats on funding sources for the bill. "We are still working through some of the issues of how you pay for it," he said. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's She Said It. Rabbis declared non-union grapes a violation of the religious tenets not to steal. That Assemblymember Blanca Rubio of West Covina, honoring Cesar Chavez on behalf of the California Legislative Jewish Caucus. Caucus members remind their colleagues each year that the Jewish community has deep ties to the labor movement and supported United Farm Workers during the Civil Rights era. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.